Hello, and welcome to the Modern Dog Trainer podcast, hosted by myself, Ines McNeil, founder of themoderndogtrainer.net, where you'll find articles, downloads, courses, and coaching on the best practices for modern pet businesses. Be sure to add this podcast to your favorite listening list on Spotify or iTunes, and join our free discussion group on Facebook called Business Support by the Modern Dog Trainer. Hello, hello. So today we are talking about how to reduce overwhelm as a business owner during these times. And obviously it applies to more than just dog trainers, right? It's kind of just business owners in general. And even if you don't own your own business, everything is overwhelming right now anyways. So I want to help you guys out and give you guys some little techniques and strategies that I use to reduce my overwhelm. On top of everything I have to keep up with in the world and the business, I also have a one-year-old. That just adds even more overwhelm, even though she's absolutely fabulous and she's happy and healthy and just a typical little one-year-old girl. It still adds to the workload that we have to go through each day. All right, so let's get started. If you haven't joined one of our lives before, my name is Ines McNeil. I'm the founder of The Modern Dog Trainer, and it's turned into a blog and a podcast and courses and coaching as well. So be sure to check it out. It's themoderndogtrainer.net. And you can also follow us on Instagram as well as Facebook. Feel free to send me a friend request on Facebook. I love connecting with you all and seeing what you're up to. All right, so reducing overwhelm as a business owner. This is really important typically at any point, but especially now. It is absolutely insane out there. Just between the pandemic and the elections and all kinds of kind of uprisings around the world, honestly, it can be very, very overwhelming to keep up with and kind of just crazy to try and keep up with. And you want to make sure that you're focusing on things that are within your control. So I know for me, I'm doing things that are within my control. I'm doing things that I know I can do and have an impact on, and trying to just let the other things move along while still keeping a high level check-in on how things are going. But the first thing is to be just really intentional about your social media use. If you're like me, you're really tempted to hop on Instagram or Facebook first thing in the morning to see what everybody's been up to and see what you've missed out on and catch up on the latest news. I really discourage you to do that. I try not to do that either. So just be really intentional about how you're using social media, how much time you're spending on there. Check out your phone stats on how long you've been on social media today or this week. And first of all, forgive yourself, but then try and do better as well. What helps me is to give myself a personal boundary of, I'm not going to get on social media until I've done these three things each day, or I'm not going to get on social media until 10 a.m. so that I have a few hours in the morning to get some other things done, to have a clear head, not get bogged down by what everybody else is doing. And that definitely helps me stay focused and stay intentional about my mornings, which are typically the most productive time of the day. And then the rest of the days are dedicated to either helping clients or on some days like today, I take the afternoon and I hang out with my little girl downstairs. So be really intentional about how you're using your time on a daily basis, especially with social media. Another thing I do is I journal regularly. Still could be better about it. I recommend that you use journaling as a way to kind of coach yourself through the things that you're struggling with. So something that you may typically turn to somebody else to ask, like any kind of question, use the journaling time to ask yourself those questions. So write down the question and then write down any thoughts that maybe come to mind that could be relevant around that question. Any ideas, any intuitive thoughts that you may be able to come up with to answer your own questions. Journaling can also be kind of a brain dump. So everything you're juggling in your mind, just get that all down on paper and out of your head. And that really helps you kind of process the information that you're juggling. One of the other things that my mom actually recommended is if you don't like writing, maybe, you can actually just let yourself talk to yourself. So talk out loud, maybe go on a walk in the woods and talk about all of the things that you're juggling and struggling with right now and your frustrations, and just let those out, let those come out of your mouth and talk things through just with yourself. So give yourself permission to do that if that's something that sounds good to you. Another tip I have is to make sure that you're taking frequent breaks outdoors if you can. It's been a little bit rainy here, but we tend to go outside as often as possible before the cold winter moves in here. And so make sure that you maybe set a timer if you're doing a lot of office work or online work. Give yourself some regular breaks to get outside, get some fresh air, move your body a little bit, and clear your mind. I think that, as we all know as trainers, we love typically being outside with our dogs. And so with or without the dogs, just get outside and get a fresh breath of air, and make sure to set a timer to make sure that you do that, right? That's going to use the tools that you have at your convenience to set yourself up to be more successful in taking those breaks. Another tip I have is really engaging your senses. So we tend to kind of get really narrowly focused on the things that we're working on, and it's really a change of pace to do something like light a candle that has a really pleasant smell to you, or even like spray some, there's those little room freshener bottles or whatever with really nice scents. You can use that. You can also just change pace by just changing the music that you're listening to or turning on music that you want to listen to. Rachel Hollis makes a really great recommendation that I personally follow, and it's called make a playlist that you label it same you, new mood, right? So you put a playlist together full of your favorite songs that no matter where you are in the world or in life, when you listen to those songs, they make you super happy and excited, or they just kind of improve your mood really quickly. So put together a playlist that you can kind of listen to at any time. I typically listen to that playlist first thing in the morning as I'm making breakfast, and I'll dance around and sing along to it while nobody's watching. So see if you can put that together and give yourself permission to dance around and have some fun with that music as well, even if it's just you and the dogs. Another tip kind of related to that is using something like a bell or a gong to change the sound. Like I have a sound vibration really, I guess kind of experience that through you and your auditory senses. And that kind of helps break up any kind of mental patterns or things that you maybe are getting stuck in. And kind of change the mood like that. All right, let me see the comments here. Megan says, there's too much wildfire smoke here in Colorado, which makes getting outside so tough. Oh, that would be devastating to me as well. I love being outside. And then Carrie says, I listen to waterfalls and bird sounds often, no music. I love the bird sounds. I always appreciate when birds are, tweeting outside my window and stuff in the mornings, but I love the idea of incorporating that into like an intentional practice and bringing that noise into my office on a regular basis so that I can experience that all the time. That's awesome. Great idea. Great tip. So those things kind of just help you get out of whatever kind of rut you might be in the moment, and get your head out of whatever you might be bogged down with. So one of the other things I've been much more consistent about lately is working out. I've been going jogging about 3 times a week. And whether you like jogging or not, find something that really makes your body move in different ways, gets your blood pumping, and have fun, during the exercise process. It obviously releases endorphins. We know this. And so, you know, you always feel really great after working out, even if you didn't want to get started in the first place. So think about how you can incorporate more working out in your day, even if you work out in the morning. A lot of people, you know, that are highly successful work out multiple times a day just to get that energy going, right? So Sarah says, being outside with my ducks and goose. I love it. They make me laugh with their silly personalities. You do your best thinking with them. That's awesome. That sounds like a lot of fun and definitely kind of takes you out of the norm, right? I love it. Another thing to be really conscious about is making sure that you're around positive people. So I forget exactly how the saying goes, but you are the sum of the five people that you spend the most time around. So if you tend to spend a lot of time either online or in person with people that tend to be negative or complain a lot or are not very helpful about the future, then you're going to, you know, subconsciously adopt some of those thoughts as well. So be really conscious about who you're spending time with. You know, these chimes have most likely changed people, probably permanently. So give yourself permission to find different people to be around if the people that you have been around are not the best people to be around during these times, right? So make sure you're around positive people and not, you know, overly positive people that, you know, think there's just rainbows and butterflies all the time, right? That's not what I'm saying. Just people that are conscious of how their thoughts potentially impact their lives and would prefer to be hopeful and really maintain control of their thoughts so that they have better day-to-day life experiences, right? One of the things that I've really enjoyed is being really intentional about my daily interactions with other people. Here in New York, we have to wear a mask, so it really eliminates a lot of the facial expressions that we typically use while communicating with people. And so I've been much more intentional about how I communicate verbally or how I engage with my words, and really be more intentional about like starting small talk and reciprocating thank yous and please and thank yous and all of that, right? So take a moment when you're checking out somewhere or when you're getting your coffee to really look people in the eye and be present and there with them and really connect with them if you can, so that it just really brings more connection with you or to you on a regular basis and in those kinds of interactions. And I think a lot of people run around in a rush right now, and you know, I think it could do a lot of people good to just purposefully connect with the people that they come across on a daily basis, right? All right. And we talked about journaling earlier, but another aspect of journaling that I do regularly is making sure that I express gratitude or write, you know, 5 to 10 things that I'm grateful for each day so that I get in that positive mindset and realize how much, you know, really great, amazing things are happening to me and with me. So that's something else you can do on a regular basis, is just making sure that you take the time to think about the positive things that are happening in your life and how those have impacted you and how much you've grown in the past 12 months or 12 years, whichever sounds good to you. And be intentional about identifying those positives in your life, because it's way too easy to get caught up in all the negatives and how everything's just hard and everything is burning down, literally for Megan there, that it's easy to miss on the things that we kind of take for granted. And so taking time to purposefully have a gratitude list and a journaling gratitude practice is extremely beneficial for improving your mood. And then lastly, I recommend that you have some sort of pattern interrupter. So for my mom, she expressed to me that she uses the words, "I'm okay," to constantly remind herself that she's fine, she's okay. And so when you get bogged down in, you know, the deep dark thoughts that you may be experiencing on a regular basis or trying to avoid, it's important to interrupt that pattern of thinking and just remember that you are okay. And another phrase you could use is, "I am safe." it is safe right now. just to remind yourself and remind your brain, your lizard brain, that you are safe and there's no need to run around like a maniac and freak out, right? So I hope those tips have been really helpful for you. Let me know which ones you're going to be using moving forward. And if you have any additional tips for other people, feel free to share those in the comments. I'd love to see what you guys are doing to stay on top of your game these days as we move through a very large transition in the world. All right, I'll see you guys in a couple of weeks. I won't be going live next week. I'll be off. But the following week, I will definitely be going live. We will have some interesting news at that point. I think in 2 weeks we'll have results, or at least fairly strong results from the election in the US. So hang in there and take care of yourselves. All right, bye-bye.
Thank you for listening to the Modern Dog Trainer podcast. I'm Ines McNeil, and I invite you to join us on Facebook in our free group called Business Support by the Modern Dog Trainer to learn about the best ways to grow and improve your dog training business. See you soon.